A few months ago, I wrote a blog post about my experience at a networking event where I was talking to someone who was ready to continue networking but didn't know how to gracefully end the conversation. The blog post was called, "I'd Like to Freshen My Drink and Other Little White Lies." As I sometimes do, I posted the article on biznick.com, which is an in-person and online networking site for small business owners. Well, my article got quite a bit of attention with over 1,800 views, 20 comments, and 33 votes. One of the people commenting stated that she is committed to not telling white lies. She wrote, quote, "One of the things I am committed to involves telling the truth, no little white lies," which means rather than saying something like, "It was nice to talk with you. I don't want to keep you from mingling with others," I might say, "I loved your perspective on fill in the blank with something specific from the conversation. I am now going to mingle. Enjoy the rest of the event." End quote. I responded by stating that while I think it's admirable to not tell little white lies, I'm not sure it's realistic. The premise of etiquette is to make others feel comfortable, to the point even that if someone commits an etiquette mistake, like using the wrong bread plate, we should do the same so that the person doesn't feel they made a mistake. There is a saying I've quoted before that I think came from Emily Post. It is, quote, "Etiquette is knowing which fork to use. Manners is not saying anything when your neighbor doesn't," end quote. So, in effect, to be a courteous person, we sometimes have to tell little white lies through our actions or our words. If you think about it, we do this a lot. When your friend asks if you like her new haircut, you say, "Yes, it's great," even if you don't like it. We do that so our friend doesn't feel self-conscious about her new do, and so that we don't hurt her feelings. A friend was telling me about having to make up a story about why the tooth fairy forgot to leave money for her daughter's tooth. To allow her child to believe in the magic of the tooth fairy, she had to lie. That's a prime example of a little white lie. I don't think these sorts of untruths are wrong. That said, if you are lying to present yourself from embarrassment or to avoid consequences, then that is wrong. Little white lies are okay if they are used to let someone save face. But if they are about saving your face or saving your rear end, they are not okay. I'd love to hear your take on this. Do you think little white lies are okay? Do you think there is a difference between little white lies and bigger lies? Feel free to email your thoughts to me at arden@kleissetiquette.com. I may share your observations in a later radio show. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.